Mike Trout makes a young fan's day in Anaheim as the Angels host the Rangers, and Yu Darvish, who gets some early support courtesy of Carlos Gomez.
That swung on, lofted in the air to left center field. Trout going back, he's still going back, he's at the wall, that ball is history! Carlos Gomez puts one in the Rock Garden on the second pitch of the game.
Base runner now for Nomar Mazara. Hammers this ball deep out to right field, that one carrying well, and it's gone! This one counts for two, and the Rangers lead 5-0.
Last game threw the ball a lot better. We're kind of slowly seeing the fastball command come back.
And the 0-2. Swing and a miss.
It's a swing and a miss. Strike three. 2-2 pitch. And there is strike three. Andrews at third. Gallo at second.
2-2 on Robinson Chirinos. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball to the left of Simmons. He dives and can't get it. It's through. One run is home. Here comes Gallo, and he will score. And the Rangers have a 7-0 lead.
Oh, that sun is tough. Gomez, though, is there. A 1-2-3 seventh inning, and Yu Darvish does go 7 innings.
The Rangers win the series against the Angels, and Texas has hit at least one home run in each of its 9 games. This season, Yu Darvish is now 6-2 lifetime in Anaheim. Jeff Bannister's Rangers are within a win of the 500 mark. Here's the skipper after Thursday's game.
Bats very well. We were able to add on runs today, which is, you know, after the first game, really talked to our guys about it, tried to reinforce that message of add on runs. And, what a big day for Yu Darvish, really. I think the 10 strikeouts, only 2 walks early. Seemed to be pulling the slider out of the strike zone, made an adjustment, was able to get the slider back in the zone. It was strikes. He got some ground ball outs, but more than anything else, limited the walks and not much hard contact today. Very encouraging. This is exactly what Yu needs to do when he goes out. He's got to pound the strike zone because he's got swing and miss stuff. He's got to get ahead, got ahead early today. Didn't have a whole lot of 0-2 counts, but was able to get enough of the swing and miss. I think the fastball up and down game today really played well for him. He also pounded the fastball in, which bought him real estate across the plate where he got some swing and miss and no real hard contact. Yeah, they are veterans. I think it you see that at the start of the season. It does take some of these guys a little bit of time to find their rhythm under the lights in the big stadium. And look, they're professional hitters. We knew that they would get going. It was nice to see the complete lineup 2 nights in a row where everybody chipped in. And we know we got some guys that can hit it out of the ballpark. But more importantly, we were able to manufacture some runs today and yesterday without hitting it out of the ballpark. Extremely important, not only for his confidence, but our confidence in him, and for him to believe that he can pitch at this level, get some outs. I thought the first inning was exceptional for him. Second inning went out there, was trying to make some pitches, really got deep in some counts, and then the ball to Espinosa. But at that point, it's trying to go hitter for hitter and just make some pitches and get some outs. But those are valuable outings for Mike.
Robinson Chirinos drove in 4 runs on Thursday. He gets it done with the bat and from behind the plate, but he was more focused on his team's big win.
Yeah, I mean, how I keep saying, the beginning of the season, we have a great group of guys, and I know the first couple games was kind of rough, but we've been feeling good, we've been pitching good and hitting, so I think when you put those two together, it's going to be a good result in the end. He was throwing a strike. I mean, he was getting ahead of everybody, and I think that was the key. He was using his fastball, not only away, but inside. His slider, his cutter, it was unbelievable today, so he was awesome. Yeah, we did, and it make it easy. I work. His bullpen a couple days ago, too, so that kind of hurt me a lot, too. So, I mean, the good thing, we win, and that's, in the end, that's what it matters.
Yu Darvish has always looked good on the road against the Angels, and he made his best start of the season thus far on Thursday en route to his first win of 2017.
That had a, like, sharp, good slider, and it's got a big break on it. So, like I said, that he was breaking a lot, so it's just trying to aim differently compared to the earlier in the game. Early in the game, I was able to throw sinkers in, and then they were swinging on those pitches that open up the outside. Simply, I just wanted to throw the curveball in the game. That's why I was throwing the curveball.
Next up for Texas is a 3-game set with the Mariners in Seattle while the Angels visit Kansas City.